Bitcoin's alive, what you gon' do? Mempool fees are high, high. Order no, order no, order no. Where does it stop? Nobody knows. It's a revolution, ayy. Bitcoin is the one, no substitution, ayy. We should see in you go, be it's order no revolution.
Welcome back to Ordinal Revolution. My name is Shizzy. On this channel, we cover the entire Bitcoin Ordinal ecosystem. What is up, guys? We have an amazing show for you guys today. So today we have an interview with the founder of Fluid Tokens. Fluid Tokens is a borrowing and lending protocol, and they're doing big things. They're alive right now, and you know, you can borrow against your puppet, you can borrow against your ordinals, and potentially down the line, maybe even your ruins. We'll find out all that today, and I'm really excited for this one. Me and Yagami were talking about it, man. Like, the more dApps that we can use on Bitcoin, the better, right? It's the great for the entire ecosystem, and the more competitors we have to other potential dApp apps is even better for the ecosystem. The more we can do, the better. But without further ado, I'm bringing my partner here, as always, Mr. Yagami. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, dude? So today we have Fluid Raul. Tokens. We have Raul from Fluid Tokens, and we were just talking behind the scenes, and he seems like an amazing person. You know, and his site looks phenomenal. What can you tell me about Fluid Tokens?
Yeah, so Raul, the CTO of Fluid Tokens, this is going to be a great conversation. You know, I always like to have the CTOs on if we can, because they can get into a little bit of the tech. I'm not huge, like, big brain on tech, but I love, that's the part that intrigues me a lot. But we had him on a Spaces of ours, I want to say maybe 3 weeks ago, and it really intrigued me, their approach to kind of using the, I believe they use a DLC method to kind of secure these, you know, not contracts, because they're not contracts, but signage, right, on the borrow and lender side of things, to where it's permissionless, right? And so I'll let him kind of get more into that explanation, but another part that really intrigued me, and I wasn't so sure of why there hasn't been more builders from Cardano's, is they started in Cardano, which is UTXO model, you know, type of blockchain there. So love to really dive into his brain to see how, you know, the ins and outs work of Fluid Tokens on Bitcoin.
Yeah, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. When I hear the word Cardano, I just get. But you know, but coming over to Bitcoin now, that's amazing. I can't wait to hear his backstory. But without further ado, let's bring him in. Raul, welcome to Ordinal Revolution, my friend.
Hi to everyone, and hi Shizzy, hi Yagami. Thanks for this opportunity.
All right, man. Oh, I can't wait to dig into Fluid, but you know, this first thing we like to do on the show is get to know the person we're talking to. So if you can kind of give us you know, far back as possible, give us your background a little bit.
Sure. So first of all, I'm not born as an IT guy. Like, I'm electronic engineering, so hardware. And when I met the blockchain for the first time, like, it was I think 2000 and 20, something around that. I was still a student, so I was at university. We were playing around with Ethereum and so on, and more in particular, I was playing around with, I think that at that time was IOTA and IoT stuff, because it was more my field, right? And I started to play around, and a friend of mine said, come on, let's play around with smart contracts, NFTs, and so on. And from zero, I started to learn a bit how to open my own node and so on. And it's really nice and interesting, because I think that this space has evolved so much in these years. And yeah, as I was saying in the before, in the backstage, I was born in El Salvador. And it's interesting, because nobody knew El Salvador when I was young, a little guy. But now, as soon as I say El Salvador, they say, oh, the Bitcoin country.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I grew up in Italy. Maybe you can tell it by my accent, my English accent. And yeah. We have been building, and we started actually on Cardano, and that is also UTXO model. And when we found out that there were an ecosystem, a community starting to grow in Bitcoin, we said, okay, how can we leverage our experience? How can we make our experience better also for other people, not just on Cardano. And we started to think and brainstorm on Bitcoin. That's why we are here.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Man. Awesome. So you mentioned Cardano being UTXO model chain and Bitcoin, obviously, that's how Bitcoin is. Has the transition been pretty seamless, or because they're different chains, there was still a big learning curve for you guys?
So, well, first of all, when we talk about layer one, so Cardano is a layer one and Bitcoin is a layer one, as a technical perspective about the transactions, they are the same. You have some inputs, you have some outputs, and so on. On Cardano, you have smart contracts, so that's the main difference, and probably the challenge for developers on Bitcoin. Like, you have to achieve things that usually you handle to smart contracts without them. But at the same time, I think that Bitcoin has some really cool features, like partially seeing transactions, things that there are not on Cardano, for instance. And thanks to them, we were able to achieve what we are doing. Like, also there are, well, the taproot addresses that allow you to attach some files directly on the chain, and the OP return to attach some metadata. Are all cool things that bricks that allow you to build. So let's say that it's not that steep. Probably I would say that someone coming from the EVM world and having to learn the UTXO world is a bit more difficult. But at the same time, the challenge that you have to face having no smart contracts, I would say that are the same.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. All right. So let's kind of get into it a little bit. Could you tell us a little bit about your team and everything that's going on with how it all started?
Yeah, sure. So actually, the main team is based in Italy, in Milan, and as I was saying, I was working on other chains and so on, but a friend of mine was doing his master thesis at that time on Cardano smart contracts. And then he was the one pushing me, come on, come with me, learn a bit, join the UTXO world and so on. And we started really from zero, looking for some other team members. And I am pretty happy because right now we have a very strong tech team. At the very beginning, I think that we lacked a lot of in the marketing because, you know, dev usually are not that good at speaking with the public and so on, or even to explain to grandmas what is it that we are doing, right? And so we built on Cardano for 2 years. And we explore the different approach on the lending protocols and so on. And I would say that right now we are three main developers full time. Like me and Matteo are the main founders. I am more on the integration part. So I play around with the all the wallets, all the libraries and so on. He's more into the smart contract or not, or scripts challenge.
Logic.
And, yeah. Then we have Ulas, our front-end guy, that's the magician that made our platform, and some other devs that are more part-time and trying to help and collaborate with us. And our philosophy is don't trust, verify. So in the same one as all the Web3 world, and that's why our protocol is open source, well, on Cardano, but also on Bitcoin. We released a white paper where you can see what's happening in every moment, and you could calculate by your own if what we are doing is correct or not, and have it crystal clear, everything what's happening.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that you guys came over to the space. You know, at first I was kind of like, well, you know, Liquidium obviously has been here for a while and they got really familiarized with the Ordinal community. But having that a competitor is important, I think, just for, you know, open and free type of market. Right. And so could you kind of talk about, like, you know, how you guys were able to get around not having smart contracts and still making it permissionless?
Sure. So first of all, it was really, really a challenge. Like we were like, okay, what happens if the borrower does not repay? How is the lender going to claim the collateral, the ordinal in this case? Or the opposite, if we do a multi-sig, what happens if the lender does not want to let the borrower get back the collateral? So we were brainstorming about this, and really I think that it took us 1 month to achieve the solution. And the solution at the end is, we call it Bitweave, a way to achieve smart contracts behavior on Bitcoin layer one. And it leverages two things. The first thing is partially signed transaction, what we usually use on Magic Eden to purchase Ordinal, for instance. It's all mm-hmm. that. But at the same time, we use the determinism of Bitcoin. So we don't use Oracle, we don't use DLC. With just these two bricks, you are able actually to create interactions where only the parties involved are in control always. We as platform cannot touch the collateral or the funds. We cannot block someone from interacting. They are always in control. And maybe I can share the white paper just to...
Yeah, would love to see.
Sure.
Show around.
So no Oracle or no DLCs. Interesting.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Let me get it to the stage here.
Okay. So just making a quick overview on the paper, it's available on our platform, like docs.fluidtokens.com. And essentially, let me go to the scheme. Okay. So what happens is that we have two parties, one borrower and one lender. The lender wants to be able to claim back the collateral if the borrower does not pay back. And the borrower wants to be able to borrow and pay back without asking the permission to the platform or to the lender. Mm-hmm. So everything must happen, let's say, by their own. How can we achieve this? Because this is the most the difficult part on Bitcoin. Well, we can check every outcome and sign every outcome before starting everything. Let's say, for instance, that it works like this. So I am a borrower and I start to check on a lender and say, hey, I saw that you have a liquidity pool on the platform. I would like to borrow the amount that you say that we can. And for the days that you allowed, 7 days, and pay back your APR. Lender agrees and say, okay, let's send the collateral to this address that is a multisig. The multisig works in this way. At the end of the loan, lender can claim back everything that is inside this address without asking permission. Because if something is there, it means that the borrower didn't pay back. But instead, if the borrower is able to pay before that deadline, he must be able to claim back. But only if he's paying back the right amount and the right interest. So mm-hmm. this last part is the tricky one, because the lender that claims back at the end of the loan is just a multisig with some time constraint. And this is a normal thing in Bitcoin, I think, while the first one is not. So what happens here is the borrower, once the lender accept and send the transaction, he say, okay, I will not start and I will not sign this transaction unless you lender or create and sign a transaction of the payback. So you have to allow me and sign a transaction where this collateral goes to me and I am sending money to you. And the lender say, okay, let's do this. And at this point, once the borrower has this transaction signed, with this, he's going to be able to pay back whenever he wants. So now he can sign the first one, start the loan effectively, and that's it. We have a smart contract behavior. Borrower can pay back, lender can claim at the end.
So is the borrower still on a time constraint though?
Sorry?
Is the borrower still on a time constraint?
Ideally, no. Like he can pay back whenever he wants, but if he try to claim after the deadline, maybe the lender already claimed it.
So the lender will just have, after the deadline, the lender will have the ability to grab that collateral, but he might not want to because he wants the money instead, and so he might leave it there. But it's basically going to be a situation for who it's best for at that point, right? Yeah. So, but the good thing about this is it is permissionless in a sense, because at the end of the day, that's how the deals always end up anyways. Whoever's better for is going to take that situation.
Exactly. Exactly.
What do you think about that, Shizzy?
Yeah, that's awesome. I actually love that, because like on other platforms, you know, you only have like 16 days or something, and then, you know, that's it. But potentially if that borrower wants to give you more time, or the lender wants to give you more time, he could. And without anyone's permission, he could say, I'm going to leave that there for another 16 days or whatever he chooses. And then, but if he says, oh, wow, you know what? That thing shot up in price this morning. I'm just going to grab it out of there. So it's kind of a race at that point to kind of say, oh, wow, the puppet just doubled overnight. It'd be a race to go get that puppet out. Right. So I actually love that. It's kind of gamified at that point. And it gives you more options than just, hey, you don't pay it by this time at all. And you could also go like, hey, you could borrow this for, you know, the whole year if you wanted to, right? So, and that's pretty, and you know, once just like stable coins come, it'll be a different game as well, potentially with Bitcoin and stuff like that as well. So
I think it actually makes you act like an adult too, because like you have to know when that time is for both sides, because you know, you have to be like, okay, I gotta make a choice, I gotta make a decision. But will there be any like internal messaging or anything at all? Like, oh, there is. Okay. But is it anonymous internal messaging? Is that how it works?
Yes. Okay. Correct. Correct. Let's say that how does it work right now? For instance, on the platform, I think I'm sharing my screen. There is a notification system. So you are able to get notifications if, for instance, here a borrower has initiated a loan, review the terms. I can check it around. And if I click on it, I will see. So this is, for instance, the first part that I was saying. Someone is using a collateral. I can already even view on or.io. This is the amount that they wish for these days. This is the interest that I will earn. And if I'm okay, I will sign the transaction and it will eventually start. So this notification system is on the dApp, and you can leave it like that. Once you connect your wallet, you get your pending notifications. If you would like something more faster, you can even set up your email notification system. So you get the email and you know, you use your mobile wallet and keep going with the flow.
Gotcha. But like if I was the lender, and could I send a message to my borrower and be like, hey, I'm gonna give you another day to do. Oh.
Right now, no, there is not. Okay. Like the communication is only this kind of notification, but actually it could work because they already have, let's say, a channel in the Influi tokens.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, as long as you keep it anonymous, and I mean, they'll probably know the addresses, that's it. And you can just say whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think this is really cool. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely put like something like borrower, lender. That's all you really need, right? And then just have the last four digits of the wallet so you can make sure you know which one you're talking about, because you might have four or five different ones out potentially and stuff like that. So I think that's a really amazing idea. It kind of really opens up communication, and you know, potentially you could have some stuff where it's like, okay, you know, it's lasted 30 days, but we want to go another 30 days and both agree upon it. Is that something you guys could do as well?
Yeah, actually, yes. It's something that we want to add some additional layers of, let's say, it's not really a gamification, but it's something that protects your privacy. Like, you don't have to reveal to yourself. You don't have to write on Discord, "Hey, Lander, whoever you are, I would like to have more days," and so on.
Yeah.
But everything happens encrypted by your wallet.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm guessing you could as well just take your collateral out or whatever and then just start a new one as well. So that's always an option, yeah, instead of going with the same one. But then you do have to wait, right, for someone to pick up your lend or pick up your thing, right?
Exactly. Yes. Okay. I think so, that ideally, and this is hypothetically, because it requires some additional steps, I could even pay back a loan using the collateral that is locked for a new one. So I'm actually extending my loan without having to pay back and start the new process. Like, I use the process of lending to pay back, and of course the collateral is not going to be mine because it's going to be locked again.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I'm paying really a small amount now.
Okay. Yeah, it's very interesting.
So I'm looking at your dashboard and I'm seeing total liquidity, and it seems like pretty small amounts, right? Because I think it's because you guys are new to the space and stuff. Is that the reason why you feel like there just hasn't been like a ton of activity, or am I looking at this incorrectly?
No, I think that you are looking perfectly, but what's happening is that right now we are not pushing a lot people and users to join yet, because we want to release some new features.
Gotcha.
What are these? Okay. First of all, with the runes coming around, the fees exploded, okay?
Yeah.
So they were really unpredictable, and right now we want to add a better handling of the fees, like fee selections, because you know, when you want to start a loan, timing is important. You don't want your loan to be pending for days and then start, but hey, now you have to pay back, otherwise you are going to lose your collateral. So this is the first thing. And second thing, we are working to implement runes, because this is what it's the actual innovation in the space, and we want to be one of the first ones to be able to use them. And then we are going to go around and say, "Hey, Fluid Tokens have ordinals, runes, come join and enjoy this decentralized experience."
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, but the total liquidity though, for like, for example, like for Puppets, right? So if it says like there's $343 in liquidity. So if I wanted to borrow money against my Puppet, I wouldn't be able to at that, because the floor is like too high for that, right? So the liquidity needs to get to, is it depending upon like, is that liquidity like one person, or can it be more people? Because you said pools earlier. How does that work?
Exactly. So how does it work? Essentially, everyone is able to create its own pool. So they pick up, a collection. They decide the amount, the total liquidity inside the pool. Well, the APR.
Uh-huh.
The duration of the loan, the max,
and then
how much you can loan against one of those ordinal Bitcoin punks in this case.
Gotcha.
And yeah.
So each pool is one person, pretty much?
Yes and no. because then, sorry, let me go back here. Here we aggregate them, and if you have many ordinals, you can interact with many lenders in the same process. Like, you pick how many ordinals you wanted. You just start some parallel loans in the same at the same time.
Gotcha. So you aggregate them and try to match them up with the best fit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really cool. I like it, man. I like it. Yeah. Are you guys looking to do like I know most builders hate this question, but are you guys doing like creating like a fungible token for this platform on Bitcoin using runes or using BRC20 or anything like that? Or are you trying to stay away from that?
We have already on Cardano fungible token, and what we are going to do is create a rune and be able to bridge it from one to one. So you are able to use on one platform, on the other one. We don't want to launch another token because we already have one, and that's already have the utility on our platforms, whatever chain it is. And also that will will empower our community because they will be able to use it on Bitcoin, onboard new user to the ordinal space.
Yeah.
At the same time, the opposite also. If you would like to check it out and use it on Cardano because maybe you want to use a DEX there, use the speed of the chain on that side, you could.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you're going to do one-to-one basically of a like kind of a multi-sig bridge situation, or?
Yeah, correct.
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool. Awesome.
Are you guys doing, probably not now because any type of point system or anything like that for people that use the platform, so you can kind of like a ranking or something like that?
Yes, exactly. It's not really a point system. We prefer to call it a bit more like a reward farming, because you are creating a liquidity pool and you are rewarded because actually you have some Bitcoin delegated to us. Even if we don't have control on your Bitcoin, but still, we should reward, incentivize that. In this way, we attract more lenders, and once the liquidity is there, borrowers will arrive.
I'm guessing that money's going to come, or that Bitcoin's going to come from fees, right? Your portion of the fees are going to go to the LP holders, the LP providers.
Exactly. Okay.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
And will you be offering the services for fungible tokens too? Okay.
Right now, this is the challenge because if you want to integrate Rune, you have to use the OP return, right?
Yeah.
And in our case, we already use the OP return for the lending protocol. So we have to remove our messaging tracking, use another way, and keep the OP return only for the Rune.
Interesting. That's weird. So what are you going to use for messaging?
Sorry?
What are you going to do? Where are you going to replace the messaging with? Like, since you're not going to use the OP return.
Right now, what we are checking is Taproot, like sending a dumbing inscription just to track what's happening.
What? And it would be weird if you ended up using the witness data, because then it'd be like opposite of like why runes was created. Because like that's, you know, like inscriptions and stuff, like BRC20s are stored in the witness data. And so, yeah, that would be weird. This is really cool. This is why I like having CTOs on the show.
No, that would be pretty cool to get an inscription though, right, of someone's comment, and you have it forever, right? Like, hey, we're gonna get up every 60 days, and it comes in the form of an inscription. Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah, that's pretty kind cool. Of.
If you use the witness data, yeah, and if you take that approach, then I don't know how bloated it would get and stuff. I don't think it would get bloated if you're just sending messaging, but yeah, I don't know. It's probably not the most efficient way.
It's just a text inscription. I mean, you just got to pay fees for it. It won't be that much. I mean, I don't think fees are going to stay as high as they are today. So it'll probably be a couple bucks, but it'll be worth it to get it. I mean, all you're doing, you're probably not going to send messages back and forth. It's probably, hey, this is what I'm going to do for you, or just something similar to that. So I can't imagine it being too crazy with that part. And that would only be for the runes. That wouldn't be for the ordinals aspect of it as well. The ordinal aspect would stay the same. The runes would just change a little bit. So it's kind of the same. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, man. I really like what you guys got going on here. I think it's good to always like have other options in the space. And so I'm excited for you guys. I hope that, you know, this encourages people to at least give it a shot. And you know, you guys are planning on integrating fungible tokens as well. And that could be really good as almost a manual leveraging type of situation, possibly in the future. Right. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I was saying for me, like me holding tokens, I don't like to hold tokens unless I can stake them. And this kind of gives me a way of doing that. I can earn yield by holding some tokens and stuff, potentially put them in that way. And that way I can potentially, you know, like borrow against them and then use that to kind of leverage that, maybe pick up that token with the borrow fee. And that allows me to use leverage on Bitcoin, which is pretty cool as well. I mean, you can do a lot of concepts with it and stuff like that. So definitely your type of environment could be fun.
Yeah, I think that the runes also allow something that is not already available in the space, because with ordinals you have one ordinal and Bitcoin as liquidity, right? But with runes you can have runes as liquidity and Bitcoin as collateral. So these allow people to short runes.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Well, because it works just like Bitcoin works, right? The functionality of runes is UTXO model tokens, send, receive, just like Bitcoin does.
And then once a stablecoin is here, you can borrow the stablecoin.
Once the stablecoin is here, when is that?
It's coming. It'll be here this year. If not, I'll just create it myself. Like, hey guys, I'll give you $1 for every. I'm just kidding. But it's something potentially that your platform could do as well. You could have your own type of stable coin. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's something like that. I mean, obviously, it would be very centralized, but that's how most stable coins are. But you guys have any plans of maybe potentially having your own, I don't know, FUSD or something like that?
We actually are in contact with someone that is already, let's say, legal power to create stable coins. Like they do it already on Cardano, and we say to them, well, why not do the same thing on Bitcoin? The technology now is there. Because for the legal side, it's a mess to start from zero. Yeah, so it's 100%. Better to partner with someone, and then why not?
All right, man. It's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for all the information. It's kind of part of the show where we kind of give you the stage to talk to our community. You can use this time for anything you want. The stage is yours.
Yeah. So first of all, thanks a lot, because we have been messaging on Twitter and you gave us this opportunity. You helped us to show around, showcase what the platform is. And for the community, if you want to check out, you can find us on Twitter as Fluid Tokens XBT. Otherwise, there you can find all our links to the DApp, to the Discord, to the docs. You can check everything. And if you would like to check the paper, give us a feedback, you can even fork our project and create your own DeFi project using the same approach. And this is something that we would like to encourage to grow the community inside the Ordinal space. And we are really open to any comment, any questions around, so feel free to ask, comment, and everything, because we are always here building.
Absolutely amazing. And the best part about you showed your face. We do a lot of interviews where we're staring at a PFP, and it's very refreshing, and I appreciate you for doing that. I mean, that's something that, you know, in Bitcoin you don't see a lot of people out there showing your face. Obviously, there is projects that do that, and they do a lot better than the projects that don't. So that's just something I want to thank you for, and that's actually something that's going to benefit you guys for sure.
No problem. We don't want to hide behind a PFP. I know there are some reasons some users and some projects are doing it, or sometimes it's for mystery, you know, to be like Satoshi. But at the same time, people are using our platform, like they are using our technology and so on, and we want to let them know who is behind, what is the project, and what we do, like super transparent.
Amazing.
Awesome.
All right, Raul, that's our show, man. We can't wait to have you back on for update when you guys are up and launched your runes protocol and all that stuff. We'd love to have you back on and do a real tutorial for everyone. That would be absolutely amazing, and we appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, and let's keep building.
Yes, let's keep building. See you, Raul.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Absolutely amazing. He seems like an amazing person. I love that. I said it already, but I love that they came on here, showed his face, and it's so refreshing after talking to so many PFPs to kind of really get a glimpse of people. You know what I mean? So we do a lot of that, and it's okay. I don't mind it, but it's just so refreshing getting someone who actually shows their face and his platform. I had no idea before our show today that it looks so good. I'm definitely gonna be messing with it, and I mean, dude, you can earn fees from doing the LP pools and stuff like that, and if they do end up getting a stable coin from Cardano to kind of work over here, that would be absolutely insane.
It would be insane. I like how, you know, they have everything, you know, pretty much ready. Obviously, with the fungible token integration part, that's going to take a little bit more time, but in terms of like the borrowing, he just broke it down to us. They figured out how to do it without Oracle or DLC, which I don't know if anybody else has done that. I think Liquidium uses DLC. So that's the major difference here. We'll see how it flows out. And I think more than anything is getting exposure. Teams like this need to get exposure. Yep. And that's why we're here too, we love Robin and Liquidium, but like I said, competition's great for the space. We want to get these little builders also some exposure. And I think that they might not be a little builder anymore after a while, because they have all the tech here. So
these guys are going to blow up, man. And, I'm definitely going to be looking out for them and keep using their. I'm going to start using their platform. It seems amazing. I highly recommend you guys at least go and check it out. Not financial advice, play at your own risk, but this is something to definitely keep on your radar. I don't see these guys as being little for too long. So, definitely want to be the first people over here to kind of play around and, potentially, make some gains. Do everything at your own risk, but we appreciate all you guys, man. Please hit the like, hit the subscribe. Definitely check out OrdinRevolution.com. Check out BTCFluidTokens.com as well. I'll have all their links in the show notes. And if you guys are going to Bitcoin Nashville in OrdinRevolution.com, we have a 20% off coupon for you guys to check that out. If you're not on a members group, check out the members group as well. But I think I hit on everything, right?
Yep, covered it all, man.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Peace.
Ordinal Revolution. Let's go.